This week I'm coming to you live from beautiful Seattle, Washington, sporting a fantastic view of the mountains and gorgeous vistas of scenic Puget Sound. This is the Mental Power Hour. I am your host, T. LaVon Lawrence, NeuroSculpting Certified Mental Fitness and Brain Training Consultant, Mental Training Instructor, Author, Designer of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training System for the life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower that enhances brain health and brain fitness. Folks, have I got a show for you today. Willpower, how to manage your impulses and urges for ultimate self-discipline. Now, out of all the shows I've given you, there can't be a more powerful topic than controlling your impulses and urges. Your impulses and urges are what is carving your destiny this very day. The physiological impulses and urges that flow through your central nervous system are either lifting you to higher heights or they are burying you in a rut of failure, of unrealized potential. Your ability to actually detect, detach, and self-determine is very, very important. And when I say your ability to detect, it means you have enough control over your attention that you realize that you are actually experiencing an impulse or an urge. When I say detach, most of you wouldn't even know what that is unless you're a member of the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio and you've started learning how to detach from the experience of an impulse or an urge. It's easier than blinking your eyes. And if you can detach from an impulse or an urge, then you can self-determine. You can literally act from your original will than to have your strings pulled like a puppet. You literally can determine your own destiny, your own actions this day. You can stop doing things that you're not supposed to do. You can start doing things that you know full well you're supposed to be doing in order to reach the objectives you want to reach. If there are things you are not doing, yet you have dreams and goals, there are impulses and urges that are causing you not to do those things. The reason you're not achieving your objectives is not because, well, you simply don't want to. No, it's because there's something happening in your central nervous system blocking your way. And if you can remove that obstacle, if you can subdue that one microscopic enemy that has no right dominating your life, if you can simply resolve that particular problem through simple conscious control of attention, then you can achieve what you set out to achieve. Willpower. You're not a machine. Stop running around like a machine all day. And most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. When you're driving your car, when you're taking public transportation, you're not there. You're off in daydreams of the past or the future. When you're in the office, you're not really there. And when you are there, you're doing things you don't want to do, dealing in social drama and office politics and all the distracting crap that has nothing to do with your objective. When you are working on an objective that might be of interest to you, you're not making the progress you really want to because you're not comfortable. When you are making some progress, you're afraid something's going to happen, something's going to go wrong. You're listening to the media and you're feeling all this anxiety and worry and fear. That's causing you to change your behaviors. This is about willpower. How to manage your own physiological impulses and urges for ultimate self-discipline, leading to ultimate success. Now, everybody has a definition of what success is. I'm telling you that success is owning yourself, being in control of your own life and what you do and the decisions you make. Ultimate success is being free, free to be who you want to be, free to do what you want to do, and have no restrictions on acquiring the goals you want to achieve. That's ultimate success, to be able to live your life on your own terms. And as long as you are the victim, the puppet of uncontrolled impulses and urges that lead you all over the place, then you're not a self-determined human being. You're not in control, and you are not free. Even in such a country as the United States, where we're supposed to have freedom, if you're not in conscious control and management of your impulses and urges, you are not a free human being. You are a robot, a machine, and it's time for you to wake up. And it is as simple as snapping out of it and getting control of your attention. You will be leading an entirely different life than you lead now. Entirely. So how valuable is this lesson? If it clicks, if what I'm about to tell you actually clicks in your mind now or in the future, it will change everything. You will approach life from an entirely different perspective. You will no longer be mindlessly driven, mindlessly attracted to things. You will go forward because it is your will to go. You will stand still because it is your will to stand still. You will act from willpower. You will act with willpower and not because you are compelled to do so by something you don't even know exists because your attention is not under your control. It's valuable. Share it with other people. There are people you know whose impulses and urges are out of control. They're doing things they're not supposed to do. They're not doing things that they're supposed to do. They're not in control of their destiny. They're not in control of themselves. They're not in control of their lives. Impulses and urges are at the root of these things. By the way, got a gift for you. Go to the NeuroSculpting Training Studio. Sign up for the 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. It's a free, totally self-contained course. 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness. You can get it at www.neurosculpting.com. That's NEURO-sculpting.com. When you get to the website, go up top. You'll see a tab that says free 7-day course. Just drop in your email address. You'll get a confirmation email. Make sure to check your spam folder because it does end up there sometime. We don't spam people, but these spam detectors, they're mindless. They're machines. They don't know any better. You go in, you take care of the confirmation email, you get a follow-up email giving you access to the downloads for 7 Days to Better Brain Fitness and a bonus course, The Power of Concentration by Tharun Q. DeMont. And you'll also have a forum that you have access to that you can ask any questions and get any help on. And, of course, you've got this radio show to give you any backup information you need. The Mental Power Hour is brought to you by the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio for life-changing development of improved mental concentration, better mental focus, and stronger mental discipline and willpower. And we enhance brain health and brain fitness. So visit the studio, www.neurosculpting.com. Now, next week's show, we're going to talk about attention control training for achieving goals. Now, I've gone over mental focus for achieving goals. I've gone over mental for achieving goals. I've even gone over impulse and urge control for achieving goals. I think it was last year I did a show on that. Now we're talking about impulse and urge control for self-discipline. You need to know what it is, and you need to know what to do with it once you know. Next week we'll talk about attention control training for achieving goals. Attention control training is our most basic training platform at the NeuroSculpting Mental Fitness Training Studio. It's you becoming absolutely familiar with your own attention, learning how to operate it, what to do with it, whenever you need need to do, to literally be able to immerse yourself into anything with pinpoint singularity, or to simply relax at will and let yourself flow, to get into that peak performance state that professional athletes and coaches talk about so much, to get into the zone at will. That's attention control, and that's the most basic platform. Can you imagine that? The most basic platform we teach at the Neurosculpting Training Studio for the paying subscribers is attention control training, which is the exact same thing that professionals talk about, professional sports athletes and coaches that they use to perform at the level that they do. Unfortunately, they don't take it off the field with them most of the time, which is why so many athletes get into trouble. The big disclaimer: the information we provide on the Mental Power Hour is for educational and entertainment purposes only. We don't claim nor suggest you ignore the advice of legitimately qualified mental health care professionals. If you may have a serious mental health issue, you should consult your doctor. That's important. If you're on meds, if you're already under care, make sure you listen to your doc. Willpower, how to manage your impulses and urges for ultimate self-discipline and success. Do you know, I mean, you know what an urge or an impulse feels like, don't you? I mean, on some level, you have to know what that feels like. But what is it? It's brain signaling. And the normal pattern is that there's a thought in your head. And most, so many times, the thought is so fleeting that you cannot even notice it unless you're doing a specific type of attention control, a very mindful attention control. You have to be doing some serious attention to catch the thoughts that precede the activation of the impulse and the urge that flows through your central nervous system. You have to be paying some serious attention, because most of the day you're having hundreds, if not thousands, of impulses and urges that flow through your body. And they are all activated in conjunction with a thought that occurs in your mind. You cannot have one without the other. Now, there are urges that are as simple as, oh, you got to go to the bathroom. Oh, I'm hungry, I need to eat. Those are simple urges, natural urges. Nothing wrong with those urges. They are compelling. You will find a place to take a leak. You will get something to eat. They are compelling urges, compelling impulses. The thoughts that accompany them, the thoughts that precede them, are generally natural. The fact that they occur, that's natural. The content of the thought that precedes an impulse or an urge that gets ignited in your central nervous system and flows throughout your body, that may not be particularly natural. That may be conditioned, which is why the thoughts flow so fast in your brain. You think, oh, man, I'm hungry, I want something to eat. Imagery flashes through your mind. You don't notice it because it happens so fast. It happens so fast because it's conditioned. You don't have to dwell on it. And the types of food you may want to eat, that can flash very fast, but you don't have to dwell on it because you've gone through the process so many times. Now, the actual content of that thought may be good for you or it may be bad for you. Now, if the image that flashed through your mind when you got hungry was of fresh fruits, vegetables, you know, lean proteins, salads, okay, fine. But if the image that flashed through your mind is for unhealthy foods, if the image that flashed through your mind is to go to an expensive restaurant and spend money that you know you don't have, to bury yourself in further debt by whipping out ye old credit card, well, that there is bad for you. Yet the imagery flashed at the exact same speed because it's conditioned into your brain. You didn't have to dwell on it. So what happens after the image flashes? Suddenly it ignites a physiological urge or impulse that flows throughout your central nervous system and is felt in your body. Your strings are at that point being pulled. Now, you are either thinking that you need to move. There is something called a psychological principle called the pleasure principle. It's a general concept that we avoid pain and pursue pleasure. And sometimes we even do things that are painful to prevent more pain from happening. Sometimes we pursue pleasures that we know are going to lead to pain, hence the going to the expensive restaurant, whipping out the credit card, burying yourself in debt. But what matters is, hey, I want that pleasure. At least I can get that pleasure right now. Heck, the very idea that you're going to go further into debt causes pain, which makes you want to avoid the pain, so you go to the restaurant in order to get some pleasure and distract yourself. That's how tricky impulses are. Let's say, let's even talk about the things that you need to do throughout the day. There are some things you feel like doing, and there are some things you don't feel like doing. Some things you don't want to do. You want to do something. You want to do this, you don't want to do that. What do you think is happening right there? It's the impulse and urge cycle. There's a thought that precedes a feeling that precedes an impulse and urge to act or not act upon a particular idea. When you feel like doing something, there's a picture in your mind. The picture is pleasurable in some sense. When you want to do something, that's because you're having a pleasurable image. How do you know you're having a pleasurable image? Because there is emotion laced into the image. You're feeling emotion, which triggers an impulse or urge to either pursue that thing or do that thing, or to simply continue thinking the thought. Hence, people daydream. Of course, inevitably, they daydream so long they start to feel pain. The mind starts to drift into the wrong types of thoughts, or they start to realize they're putting off something that needs to be done. And, of course, that pleasure eventually leads to pain. Again, it's the impulse and urge cycle going on. Now, when you don't want to do something, okay, now that example is when you actually want to do something. You're feeling that that's the impulse urge pattern there. When you don't want to do something, it's the same thing. There's a thought in your mind, only rather than the thought being pleasurable, it's painful or uncomfortable. The content of the thought itself presupposes that there's going to be some kind of discomfort going on, some type of pain if you take this action or if you engage in this particular activity that apparently you need to do, or that you're being pressured into doing, or that you've been obligated to do. The picture has a certain look to it. It's painful because there's a painful emotion going on. There's stress, anxiety, inner turmoil. You're feeling that in your body, and that triggers the urge or impulse to avoid the thing, hence procrastination or simple avoidance. There might not even be procrastination. You might literally write it, check, just cross it off your list. You're not going to do that thing, even though the thing may need to be done, even though it may be important and it may be beneficial. Now, you may put it off so long it becomes so absolutely painful, the only way to avoid the pain is to go ahead and take care of the thing. So there, the impulse and the urge switches up. It's the same physiological process, but now you are compelled, your strings are being pulled to go ahead and take care of the thing. This is all happening without your conscious approval. You are not in charge. You are the ghost in the machine, and you're not in charge of it. Your will is not being carried out in these moments. You haven't been trained for it. You don't even realize it's going on. That is until you start getting some attention control training so that you can start detecting these kinds of activities. When you can detect this stuff going on, you can finally put a hand on the wheel and start to guide things the way you actually really want them to go in accordance to your will. I just gave you such a powerful illustration of an example of the impulse and urge process in action when you feel like doing something and when you don't feel like doing something, the pain-pleasure principle. And if you can control your attention to actually observe the incident, what I like to call the impulse incident, there's a nature to it. You're literally feeling it in your body as it's activated from your brain and flows down through your body. For most of us, there are feelings of pressure, anxiety. Even when there's anticipation of pleasure, you're still feeling pressure to go after it. There's sometimes this buzzing feeling, but you don't know it yet until you start attention control training. I'll give you an exercise where all you do is sit in a chair or sit on a couch or the sofa or whatever, and your only objective is to be still. That's it. 15, 20 minutes, just be still. And see if you don't detect the urges and impulses that start firing off in your body. Your brain starts going crazy. What are you doing this for? This is stupid. You could be doing something. You need to do this. You need to do that. Your brain is chattering, and your body is feeling it, and your muscles are tensing up, and your job is to simply relax. And, of course, in order to relax, you've got to control your breathing. You've got to shake off your muscles. What are you doing at that point? You're getting control of your attention. And what are you doing then? You are detaching from the thoughts that incite the impulses and urges in the first place. That's the key. It's wild. It's amazing. And yet most human beings have absolutely no idea about this. This is what is controlling your destiny today, this very moment, and most people have no idea. Impulses and urges, now here's how they're related to your goals, to your actually achieving something. There's a phrase that I heard Brian Tracy say one time. He says, you become what you think about all day long. So in relation to your goals and objectives in life, you become what you think about all day long. Why? Because what you think about all day long, what contains emotional content that incites what? Impulses and urges. So what you're thinking about all day long, and for most people you're thinking 1,000 different thoughts all day long, you're feeling something all day long. And many of those things are in conflict. If you don't have the attention control to notice the conflicts, you can't do anything about it. People are standing still not because they lack willpower or that they're weak, but because they're engaged in inner conflict constantly. Impulses conflicting with other impulses because thoughts conflict with other thoughts. There's something you want. There's something you want to avoid. But there are conflicting thoughts that contain their own emotional content that trigger their own impulses and urges, and they conflict with each other all day long. So what you're thinking about all day long, that's what you're doing and that's what you're being. You're taking actions or inactions based on the impulses and urges that you're feeling. What you think about, you have feelings about. And those thoughts and feelings together trigger impulses that you act upon. And what you consistently think of, you consistently act on, whether you realize it or not. Because what you consistently think of, that's what you're consistently having impulses and urges regarding, and so that's what you're consistently acting on. So if you want to change your results, remember, what your action determines your result. So if you want to change your result, you need to change your actions. If you want to change your actions, you don't go right for the actions. That's ridiculous. Start at the source. You want to change your impulses and urges. And in order to do that, you got to change what you're thinking. And in order to do that, guess what you need control of? Attention. Next week's show, you should listen to it. Attention control training for achieving goals. This all ties together. It all ties together. This is real brain training. Last week's show, we talked about real life practical meditation, because it's so intrinsically tied into this. Why does it tie into this? Because if you're engaged in meditative practices, you should already know this stuff. And of course, most people don't. Now, what are some signs that you could make some practical use of impulse control training? Because that's another level of training that we have at the NeuroSculpting Mental Training Studio. What are some signs that you could use some impulse control training? Okay, let's go over some. Rushing. Do you rush around a lot? Do you feel like you've got to get things done fast? You're rushing here, you're rushing there, you're always on the run. You lack impulse control. There is absolutely no need for you to be rushing, for you to be suffering this kind of pressure and anxiety to do things. It's a habit. It's a false habit. It has no place in your life, but you are deluded into thinking that it's necessary. And what is telling you this? Your own thoughts and feelings and impulses and urges are telling you to rush, and you are buying it. You got to learn to step out of the rush. These signals that I'm, these signs I'm giving you, are also training tools to be able to get impulse control training, because all these signs are actually what I'll use to teach you impulse control. Overindulging is a sign. Undue emotional suffering over events long past, and even when you're suffering over events that even, haven't even happened yet, because your thoughts are always off into some unimagined bad future. When you're suffering over somebody else's suffering, I know people who suffer over somebody else's imaginary suffering. When you're intimidated by other people, when you're habitually seeking to impress other people, when you're making unwise choices with money, when you're doing self-sabotaging things socially in your relationships, when you're constantly critically comparing yourself to other people, when you're being deceptive, when you're engaged in irrational, risky behavior, when you're putting your body and even your own mind at risk, and when you constantly remain in painful situations that in truth you don't have to be in, those are signs of a lack of impulse control. And your only solution is attention control training. Whether you do it through meditative practices such as yoga or mindfulness, or whether you go through actual attention control training at the NeuroSculpting Training Studio. Practice makes perfect. You've got to learn to detect, detach, and then make a self-determined choice. Folks, thank you for tuning in to the Mental Power Hour this week. Remember, next week we're going to have attention control training for achieving goals. If you have any questions, make sure to let me know at trainer@neurosculpting.com. I'll see you next week.